To Syria now, where the ongoing turmoil is often described by those outside the country in black and white terms. Syrians either support the country's leader or they're revolutionaries. But NPR's Deborah Amos reports that many residents of Damascus describe themselves as gray, and they're struggling to find a voice.
In the clutter of this modern city, one new advertising campaign stands out. A raised hand, a great big raised hand. The billboards are along the highways, around downtown markets and neighborhoods. The campaign is not selling a product, but selling an idea. I'm for Syria is the bold copy that underlines the hand.
We are trying to diffuse the anger-fear cycle here, trying to campaign and raise the awareness about the middle ground.
That's Amar Al-Ani. He helped launch the campaign to support the middle ground with a group of friends, media professionals who usually create ads for breakfast cereal and home mortgages. But alarmed by the polarization in the country, they paid for the billboards, donated their talents. Rami Omran contributed the artwork.
The whole cost of the campaign was $4,000 that we split among us.
We already been doing this for 10 years for other people. The only difference now that the customer, if you like, is the society. The brand is becoming Syria, and it needs promoting.
What they are promoting is a peaceful, democratic way out, they say. After 19 weeks, Syria is at a dangerous impasse. Protesters call for the downfall of the regime, but the opposition has offered no plan for what comes next. Syria's president has promised far-reaching reforms, but has delivered nothing yet. And the killing continues. The middle ground is shrinking. Polarization is profound.
Actually, I have friends in the same family that are polarized now, brothers.
This polarization is like, yes, we're going to crash, but it's your fault. Oh, okay, thank you. That doesn't matter if it's your fault or my fault. We're crashing all together. So let's stop the crash first.
The crash, as they see it, can come from the economy or the sectarian divide. That was dangerously displayed in the bloody weekend in the city of Homs. An Alawite minority, backed by security forces, clashed with the Sunni majority protesting on Friday. It can come also from a government that plays up those sectarian fears and, after years in power, seems unwilling to tolerate dissent, says Alani.
It's not for the public, by the way. The public is getting this. And we're having more problem, actually, with the regime. They're the one that we're trying also to include in the campaign. You as well have to adopt this philosophy.
A philosophy of open discussion, dissenting views, new to the regime, but crucial for a democratic system. The campaign has expanded to the web, where young Syrians contribute their own punchlines to words that Alani has written.
My way is your way. The rest he's putting, but there's a tank in the way. This is the kind of engagement we're looking for. Let's disagree, but let's keep it in a positive, in a not non-distractive method.
They agree this is a historic moment, and there's no going back, but extremists now have the loudest voice. It's like a dangerous football final, with the future of the country at stake, says Omran.
In this 90 minutes, both fans are able to kill each other. Before and after, they go and drink beer. You know what I mean?
But here's the difference between a big match. You've got a lot of death, a lot of blood.
It is harder because there's more blood, you're right. But at the same time, it's clearer now that the solution lies in the middle ground, in the rational democratic partnership, and not with either it's one winner and one loser.
They say they represent a third force, the silent majority of Damascus. Not with the protesters, not with the president. They say they offer the only hope for preventing the crash. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
Now it's time for another Sound of Summer.
It's summertime!
My name is Erica Bosian. I am a geographer, and I currently live in New Jersey.
And the sound that Erica wants to share is a small rubber ball hitting a wooden paddle.
We were beach kids growing up on the white sands of the Mediterranean seashore in the northern Israeli city of Haifa. We didn't have summer camps or other organized activities. We had the beach, each other, and a few supervising adults. No sooner had our feet touched the sands when someone would start a game of beach paddleball. It is played by two people with what look like oversized wooden ping pong paddles and a small rubber ball. We played it until we couldn't take it anymore. It served as the topic and the backdrop to our conversations. The wooden paddle may as well have been permanently glued to our palms.
A summer sound from Erica Bosian of New Jersey.